to ensure our parts and service departments remain operational, to keep you moving forward safely and reliably. Because if others depend on you, you can depend on us. Contact your local Toyota dealer or visit shoptoyota.ca for more information.
The latest news and how it impacts you. The Andrew Carter Morning Show.
But Dr. Patricia Dobkin is a clinical psychologist and associate professor at McGill's Department of Medicine. She studies doctors and their well-being. Good morning, Dr. Dobkin.
Good morning.
So,
Thank you for this interview. I'd be happy to help out if I can.
Well, how are doctors and nurses and healthcare and receptionists and anybody on the front lines doing? How are they doing?
Well, what we know from the research around the world, where this has been happening ahead of us, not as well as we would like. Anxiety is very high. There's a sense of things being out of control. And the kind of conditions that made doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals feel stressed before have just been exacerbated.
Yeah, because
that's kind of the bad news. Sorry to start with that.
Yeah, that's okay. What's the good news?
The good news is that healthcare professionals are very resilient by nature, and that if their teams are set up well, and if their directors and the people who are making decisions for how care is offered support them, then they can really get through this. So it has to be teamwork from top down and from bottom up.
There seems to be a great societal will to support our healthcare workers, but there's also at the same time in this province right now some sort of a disconnect, actually in the country too, but a disconnect between those at the very top, the politicians, and what they say on a day-to-day basis, and then what's actually going on in the hospitals. That must add to the stress level as well.
Of course it does. But on the other hand, I think we have to be aware that the people in the government are getting information on a day-to-day basis. So rather than blame them, I think we need to understand that they're trying to grapple with something that no one has dealt with in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So when people criticize them, I think, well, get in their shoes a little bit. Try and figure out how to offer services when, let's say, for the residences, they were not set up well to begin with.
Right.
And suddenly this becomes very evident. And you can't fix that in a week. I mean, I think of the healthcare setting for the elderly a little bit like the roads in Montreal and around Quebec. They were not fixed for 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then suddenly we realize these potholes are huge. So I think what this might do is help us all see, especially once the peak of the crisis is over, of where we need to put our resources and do it properly. So we need to take a long-term view here.
Okay, but as a psychologist, what advice would you give any healthcare workers tuning in right now, or sort of getting up and going, "Oh my God, I got to go back in." Got it.
Well,
how long is this going to last?
First of all, they have to work well within their team. So their teams, even if they have a 2 or 3 minute huddle in the morning or in the evening before they start, so that they're all on the same page. They have to recognize when they're feeling emotions such as anxiety or grief and not avoid them. They have to deal with those emotions because you can't just suppress them. It doesn't work. And so you can normalize that. Of course they're afraid to get infected. Of course they're afraid to infect their families. So they need to normalize that, but also deal with it. And they need to take many mental health breaks. And that could be 3 minutes where you just walk outside and feel the sun, or even just do some deep breathing for a minute or two. They need to give themselves these little breaks to get through it.
I really do appreciate your time.
Well, there's so much more we could offer. I know on radio it's very short. But
well,
they should seek help.
Okay, so give me something else. Go ahead.
I'll give you something else. Okay, so I would say that when they go home, because insomnia is a real problem right now, when they go home, not only do they need to get rid of all the clothes that might be infected, but they need to sort of take care of their minds and their hearts, and so that they need to do something for themselves that will help them relieve the pressures and the stress and the emotions so that they can kind of go home and be home and not take their work home with them. And healthcare professionals do that all the time. but they need to recognize that that's not going to be helpful.
I really do appreciate your time and your advice.
Well, I hope that they all get through this well, and we need to offer services to them because this is harder than anything they've had to face
no
before.
No kidding. Thank you. Stay well, Dr. Dobkin. Dr. Patricia Dobkin is a clinical psychologist and associate professor at McGill's Department of Management.